It was a campaign promise. I'm Chris Foster of Fox News. President Biden's expected to announce some form of student loan forgiveness today. Fox's Kevin Cork.
The precise details of the Biden plan, which include a cap limiting the forgiveness to folks who earn less than $125,000 a year, frankly, are being kept to a fairly small circle within the administration. And apparently, they still haven't finalized all the details ahead of the announcement. Now, the long-delayed move would, if it were to hold up under legal scrutiny, forgive up to $10,000 in federal student loans for many Americans and extend a pause on payments to January. That, according to three people familiar with the plan. Biden has faced pressure from liberals to provide much broader relief to hard-hit borrowers, and he's also faced a bit of pressure from moderates and Republicans who question the fairness of any widespread forgiveness.
In a call last night, top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer pushed the president to forgive as much debt as possible. Florida Democrats pick former Governor Charlie Crist to take on Republican Governor Ron DeSantis in November. New York House Democrat Jerry Nadler wins his primary against another 30-year member of Congress, Carolyn Maloney. They were forced to face off in a newly redrawn district.
Democrat Pat Ryan won his primary for the 18th district seat as he battled in a special election to complete a 19th district term at the same time. Republican Nicholas LaLota won his first district primary, hoping to succeed GOP gubernatorial nominee Lee Zeldin in Congress after the general election. And in an upset, 10th district Congressman Mondaire Jones will not win a second term, finishing back in the pack in that Democratic primary. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Former Louisville, Kentucky police detective Kelly Goodlett pleads guilty to a federal conspiracy charge for helping to falsify the warrant that led to the raid on Breonna Taylor's apartment when she was shot and killed 2 years ago. Goodlett's the first officer convicted in connection to the raid. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden orders airstrikes on bunkers in Syria used by groups backed by Iran. It's in retaliation for rockets fired last week at a military base used by American troops. No one was hurt in that attack. The Biden administration is trying to reassure Israel's government, meantime, over a possible return to the Iran nuclear deal.
White House National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby addressing Israel's concerns over the U.S.'s talks to revive the Iran nuclear deal.
We are in constant communication with our Israeli counterparts.
Telling Martha McCallum on the story, President Biden believes diplomacy is the best path to assuring Iran does not have a nuclear weapon.
This is not about trust. It's about verify. And this deal would put back in place the most strenuous inspection regime ever negotiated in the past. That's why we want to get it in place.
Right. Saying the U.S. will have more transparency renewing the deal than it has following former President Trump withdrawing from it in 2018. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Two men face up to life in prison convicted of plotting to kidnap the governor of Michigan.
Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. convicted by a federal jury in Grand Rapids on all charges stemming from what prosecutors say was an extremist plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020.
The defendants in this case believe that their anti-government views justified violence.
FBI Assistant Special Agent David Porter, the verdict follows a second trial of the two men after another jury was deadlocked and acquitted two others in the case. Fox's attorney on a possible appeal.
We will be pursuing all avenues of relief for our clients in between now and sentencing.
Fox and Croft claim that they were set up by the FBI, something the government has denied. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
San Diego Padres star Fernando Tatis Jr. apologizes and says he has no excuse for his 80-game performance-enhancing drug suspension. He also says he'll have shoulder surgery now. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.